Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We got it all happening for us. Panthers will be traveling out, I believe, to Edmonton today. I think tomorrow's media day. Mm. We found out you were a huge liar, by the way, over the weekend. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What?
Yeah, as you've done this whole thing, you went on, you got fooled by Instagram about Sergei Bobrovsky.
No way.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't ask the hockey hornet.
No, you got fooled by the Instagram, as I suspected.
What?
And you look like an idiot.
No way.
Somebody found us with Bob on the record talking about it.
Somebody found that?
Yeah, somebody found it.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah. Research.
Need a job?
And he said, Bob's like, no, that's not true.
What?
I didn't lose 20 pounds. This is the most I've ever lost is 4.
4 pounds?
Yep.
Bleacher Report.
No, just stop falling for the internet.
Why would the internet lie to me?
Because that's what it does.
That's what it does.
That's literally what it does for clicks.
Never done that to me.
And you sat here.
I don't know though. You said this some person. How do I know it wasn't AI? Whatever this person found. You said the internet lies.
It was Sergei Bobrovsky on the NHL Network.
Was it?
Yes.
The NHL Network or the NHL Network as according to AI?
What?
You know these new things are getting crazy nowadays.
No, getting crazy.
I gotta see this evidence you supposedly had.
I will show you the evidence.
I appreciate that.
But the guy was strictly on the record saying that's not true. And then I think he said anybody who falls for it is a stupid dum-dum. I think that's what he also said.
I tried to explain to you how impossible that was.
Yeah, but the internet would have lied to me, Leroy. I'm still not buying this.
Okay, you can listen to the internet.
Yeah.
Or listen to somebody who ended up in the hospital from dehydration, and it was nowhere near 20 pounds.
20 pounds is a ridiculous amount of weight that you need to lose on purpose or be in the desert stranded.
Right.
So when these UFC fighters, how much do you think they lose in a day?
There are guys who have lost 20 pounds.
Look at that.
But they probably need a week to do it.
What?
And they gain it right back.
And they gain it right back.
The second they get on the scale.
They gain it right back the next day.
Like the next day you can gain it back, right? But you can't lose it that quickly unless you focus and you gain some pre-water and then 4 overtimes. I mean, come on. It's like a whole other game.
By the way, Marcos.
Yep.
Again, I'm going to give you real stuff versus this imaginary world you live in.
Yeah.
There isn't enough water in the world that you could drink to rehydrate if you lose that much weight that quick. When I ended up in the hospital with all the IV bags, because I was cramping up so much, my tongue was cramping up.
Oof.
That's how much weight I lost. And I was drinking so much water, and they go, yeah, that can't get in your system that quick.
Ooh,
so how much, that is not accurate.
How much did
that
you lose?
That is not accurate.
How much did you lose? 6 pounds?
I started the game at like 220.
Yeah.
And got down to like 208.
Look at that. You're telling me Bob couldn't push it?
And I ended up in the hospital. Yeah. And it was a different scenario.
He also
I wasn't playing on ice.
He also didn't. He was working hard. He also, like, drinks during the game. Hmm. And can you just stop being an idiot?
You know, Bob, he's like a fish, constantly just. That can be like, it's like 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah, so how would he lose it that much?
Marcos, this is no lie.
Also, he plays on ice.
That doesn't mean anything.
I already mentioned that.
He's got like a samurai suit on.
Marcos, Marcos, listen to me. I could take you in this hot sun.
Yeah. Ooh.
And we could run around and do stuff. When you lose 5 pounds, you'll start having almost blurry vision. Mm. So imagine 20 pounds. You about to die.
Okay, it was 15, though. On the graphics said 15. You know, that's where we started. Then other reports got to 20 and, you know, just ran with it. But Bob really 15, said only 4 pounds, huh?
15 that's all he pounds said. Is not.
Only four. And that was in the quadruple overtime game, too.
Really? What does he know? He's a modest man. It had to be at least 8 pounds.
I tell you, the only difference between Bob and us, we play in extreme heat sometimes.
Yeah.
And we have those pads on, right? And I tell you what, some games it was so hot and so sweaty, you had to change pants and you just go and just strip down at halftime. So, yeah.
I'm going to ask the Hockey Hornet. If he tells me, then I'll believe him.
Why do you have to watch the Hockey Hornet? We have Bob on the record.
I can't trust AI. Hockey Hornet would never.
No, AI. But you'll trust Bleacher Report.
Why would they lie to me?
I just don't understand what you're doing.
Why would they do that?
I don't understand what you're doing.
Okay, I thought he was a freak athlete. I waited.
He is a freak athlete.
And then UFC fighters with their crazy stuff. I don't know what goes on that stuff. This guy's naked behind a towel. Is his junk on it? I don't know. He's kind of holding his belly up. They do crazy things over there. I try not to focus too much. I thought he could do it.
Okay, but their actual purpose is to be in a sauna losing weight or in a hot bathtub losing weight.
A lot of goalie equipment. So hot in there. So hot. And he focuses more than anyone in the world.
Sometimes what does that have to do with losing weight?
When you're dehydrating.
Bruce Lee used to do crazy things when he would focus. He would be like, what? But now I'm thinking,
please
Sergei.
Don't do that ever again. That is the worst impression you've ever done, and that goes right with your godfather.
Oh, man. I really feel like
he said be water. He didn't just say
water.
No, please stop doing that. Please.
A little offensive?
A little bit.
All right.
It's not, I don't think it's all the way there, but it's also bad, which is like, it's really just adding to it.
It's offensive to Bruce Lee.
He would say be water.
Be water.
Yeah. He wouldn't just say water. That wasn't his catchphrase.
What the? Okay.
All right. You know what? Now you're going too far, and I'm gonna have to hit you with a minus one.
That's fair. That one was bad.
Minus one.
But like I said, with intense focus, you can beat science, dude. So I thought, if there's any man who can pull off something, that
I can't believe you reached back and you thought to yourself, I need to put more on this terrible impression of mine.
Right.
I thought like you were like, you know what? I didn't reach back and I thought I had 92 back there, but you know what? I think I can get to 95.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Be water.
Please stop.
That was my best one. But I apologize. I may have been wrong. I still don't know yet. Still have to review the footage.
Oh, my goodness.
Still don't know.
What are you doing?
We'll take a break. One of our favorites, Evan Rodriguez, center from your Florida Panthers. He joins us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.